This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, you gotta love the fact that there's fireworks all over the place. Although you gotta be careful about those fireworks because some fireworks have been deemed too dangerous. And of course there's always freak accidents when it comes to that. People get them at stands, etc. And then they're set off and sometimes people hurt themselves with them. So it depends on where you've got your you've got your fireworks in Indiana, Pennsylvania. There's a big recall. There's like 40,000 that are being recalled because of problems with them. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope that you are celebrating the 4th, this long holiday, with people that you care about. There's a lot of fun things to do, obviously, on the 4th of July. And remember, the birth of the nation, of course, is number one. I've spent some time at the National Archives. To me, it was very eerie and cool, you know, where I grew up in Philly, outside of Philly, and had been to the Liberty Bell and the Constitution Center and all that stuff, Ben Franklin's grave, and then to actually see the Declaration of Independence. It's a very, very, very neat experience. And there's lots of people who do that. They stand in line for a long time at the National Archives to get that glimpse. And it's kind of an open day of celebration of Independence Day to go in and, see that. So there's all kinds of things going on in D.C. with all of the museums. They kick them open, that kind of stuff. There's other people who are just going to go crash on beaches. And, of course, there is the eating of the hot dogs at Coney Island, the huge contest. And it's always just kind of, the Nathan's famous 4th of July international hot dog eating contest as to who's going to win this time around. You have to eat a lot of hot dogs. But it's so popular, it draws 40,000 fans a year, they say now at this point. And they've been doing it since 1972. What a brilliant idea to come up with that, right? So somebody was sitting around in an ad agency and they were throwing out ideas. And now the competition is broadcast on ESPN. So it's insane how they eat these hot dogs, but people are so drawn to it. Another thing that's very popular, and some of you have sent me emails about this over the years because we're, of course, on in Missouri, is Hannibal, Missouri, the Tom Sawyer days. And what happens there that, you've got mud volleyball, you have all kinds of things that are related to Tom Sawyer, with weird things besides the volleyball, fence painting contests and biggest hair mustache contest, horseshoe tournaments, live music. And of course, there's tournaments like that all over the place, but specifically geared toward Tom Sawyer, of course, which makes complete sense, and Mark Twain. So there you go. And then if you go to Bar Harbor, Maine, and I know we have people listening to us in Maine, you've got the annual lobster race. And what I think surprises some people is these aren't like fast critters, but hundreds of people still go and show up to watch it. I just know that we used to go to Cape May, New Jersey. An awesome place. Put it on your bucket list if you haven't been there. It's the furthest point in New Jersey, so you just see nothing but water once you get out to the point and the lighthouse and whatnot. But when you go down by the docks, and they have great lobsters there, but when you go into the when you go into Cape May and you see that the lobster house has just this long case of lobsters, and you just watch them crawling all over the place, and people pick them out, and then that's your food. They pick out what lobster do you want, and it was wild the first time I saw that, because it's not just like a couple of lobsters I mean, it's just a ton of lobsters. Some of you are going to do that parade thing the next couple of days and certainly do the fireworks thing, too. Nothing better than doing fireworks, I got to say. To me, that's really is part of what caps off a fabulous 4th of July weekend. And they're going on all kinds of fireworks shows throughout the entire weekend, if you're listening to me. How about this? American flag clothes. I saw a story on this. They say technically, they're illegal. Did you know that? So Nike is recalling their Betsy Ross American flag sneakers. We know the controversy that happened over that. But there's other clothes that have the American flag on it. So like Old Navy, Tommy Hilfiger, they've got these patterns of flags. And they're not recalling their clothes, but there's not controversy so far over those, not like what happened with the shoes. And I talked about the shoes that Colin Kaepernick was not happy with, the Air Max 1 Quick Strike, the 4th of July special, you know, special feature that they had with the throwback flag, because, you know, he said it's offensive because of the, it links to an era of slavery, and they decided, okay, we're not going with them. We're not going to do those shoes then as a result. Now, the federal flag code, by the way, says the flag should never be used for advertising purposes in any manner whatsoever. A flag being printed, painted, attached, or otherwise placed, a representation, an article of merchandise, that kind of thing can lead to a fine of $100 or imprisonment of less than 30 days. So they're saying the image of the flag shouldn't be used on any commercial items. Of course, it's all over the place. The code also bans the material of a flag from being converted into clothing. I think people pay attention to that. But there's all kinds of things that have the flag represented on them. I will say proudly, I have a flag the Boy Scouts put out in front of my house. I love that my neighborhood does that. It's a voluntary HOA thing, and it's really, really, really cool to see. And, of course, there's controversy in Washington, D.C., not over going to the archives and getting a glimpse of the Declaration of Independence, but the 4th of July celebration. Some are excited about it and some are furious that these tanks will be there for President Trump's salute to America. That includes tanks, armored vehicles of sorts, military flyovers, and a nationally televised address from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. But this is what has been prepared, and this is what's going to happen. It's President Donald Trump's salute to America event, honoring service branches, is what they're saying, on Independence Day at the Lincoln Memorial. And, you know, there you go. And you've got the tanks that had to be washed down, put out, the military hardware, all of that to get ready for what the show will be at the memorial and what's been put up, and so that there's big screens and visitors can see the screens, etc. I wonder if it's going to draw a big crowd. I think it will. I think there actually will be a lot of people that will be on hand to see those tanks and to celebrate. And Washington's a great place to be, definitely, on 4th of July. We're talking about numbers next. Stay with us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Can you imagine if Taco Bell ran out of tortillas? Wouldn't that affect burritos and quesadillas and the run for the border? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We can count. It's all about the numbers. They're calling it the tortilla apocalypse. Yeah, the great shortage of 2019. They say there is supply shortages. They're trying to replenish the supply of tortillas so that they can pump out those burritos and quesadillas. But in a bunch of restaurants, that's why they're pushing other menu items like the cheesy Gordita Crunch, because they're affected by it. Oh my gosh, that's insane, huh? And some of the locations, it's pretty bad. Like St. Louis, Missouri, they say 13 of the 15 burritos on the menu were shaded out and had a note: item not available at your selected restaurant. My oh my, I never thought I'd see a day where you'd walk into a Taco Bell and you couldn't get what they're supposed to have on the menu, but they don't have them. So that's it. That's just, you can't make it up. That's what's going on. So if you're going to a Taco Bell, check to make sure that they have the item that you would like, because they might have that same problem with the shortage because it's widespread. Let's put it that way. Widespread. Another one bites the dust, so to speak. This is pretty interesting. Riverdale star Vanessa Morgan and White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech got engaged in a video. You can't make this stuff up either. So what happened is, on Wednesday, the actress posted an image to Instagram of her boyfriend getting down on one knee, and this was at the falls in the Grand Canyon. The proposal shot was beautiful. And then it said, my forever. And this was a far away photo of him proposing with them both in bathing suits. And she posted an Instagram story featuring him with a text along it, too. So apparently the reaction was priceless. There was kind of these crazy clipped together videos. And voila, the rest is history. And I thought, well, what's the big deal about this? And then I went and looked at the video. Ugh, no man can ever live up to this. Because you see these falls are coming down. I mean, just racing down. And he looks like Thor. He gets on one knee with this crazy, just river flying down in their face and behind them. And that was it. And like I said, no man can live up to that image. So you have 96,000 plus people who were enthralled by this on Instagram. And you had the, you have the actress and the pitcher, as often happens with actors and with sports celebrities, they get together. So he's 23, she's 27, and that's there forever, as they say. And that's not a May December romance, by the way, just so you know. There's not enough years in between them, okay? So if you just tuned in, it's called We Can Count. We're talking about the numbers. I say everything is about numbers. And you just look at the numbers and you can see, because they're everywhere in everything that we talk about. For the most part, they are. I read a scary story about this. You know, summer is big for hot dogs. That's not scary. About 150 million francs are consumed, that's the number, on 4th of July alone. And that's not just at Coney Island for the Nathan's Famous contest that they have. But they say, a lot of doctors have been on television shows and quoted all over the place. I say a lot, a handful, where they're saying things like Dr. Tanya Altman says, the author of Baby and Toddler Basics, it's a good reminder that hot dogs can be serious choking hazards because of the size, the shape, the texture. It's dangerous for young kids. So before you hand a kid a dog, you have to be careful of how they're eating them. And they say that the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying that hot dogs should be kept away from children younger than 4 years old. And this is a serious thing where they end up in an emergency room. There's choking incidents because of the size of the hot dogs and then how they consume them. I'm thinking of my nephew. Did I ever give him? I was with him from really the time he was 1 to 4 for a big chunk of the time. I'm wondering if I ever gave him a hot dog. Luckily, he never choked on anything where I fed him, but I don't know that I really thought about that. The time. So do you, if you're driving around and you use gasoline, you don't have an electric car. They say the average national price of gas is at $2.73 a gallon, up 6 cents from a week earlier. Prices jump at least a nickel. In nearly 25 states in the final week of June. The high, no surprise for regulars, 377. This is average in California. The low, Mississippi. We got people listening to us there. $2.34. So Independence Day means, of course, it's going to peak because people are traveling. There's so many cars on the road all different times throughout the weekend. And that's what happens. It spikes on purpose because what are you going to do? Ride a bike to where you're going? If you do have extra money, by the way, there is an island that is promoting the Fry Festival that is on sale for $11.8 million. They say it's the infamous Fry Festival. And it took place a couple of years ago. It was highly publicized because it was a music festival in the Bahamas, and it was put together by Fry Media. So it was co-founded by rapper Ja Rule and also tech wizard Billy McFarland. And, if you remember, they kind of got smashed for not delivering what people thought they were going to get. But this private island Saddleback K was used in the video for the festival. And, of course, there were supermodels and all kinds of people there. And it's a 35-acre island that's up for sale. Up for sale. $11.8 million. Have your own island for that. And how do you get to that island? You'd have to have your own plane. Can you imagine? Now, tickets to the Fry Festival, just worth kind of throwing back to that. They were sold at up to $49,000 a person. The most expensive passes, round-trip flights from Miami, high-profile artists and backstage access, dinner with a performer, blah, 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 luxury experience, that kind of stuff. But what happened was you had band cancellations, their bathrooms didn't work, so it was a disaster, actually, a huge disaster. And McFarlane was sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud in order to surrender $26 million. Yeah, so this was serious stuff when that happened. But now there's an island that you can have, and you can remember, you know, it's infamous. You can tell your friends, I have the money, I'm buying this island, because the island was pretty cool. There's just not very much, you know, on it. Well, we'll just put it that way. Have you done the bottle cap challenge? If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go into your search engine and look for it. A lot of people are doing it, and it just kind of started up. It began with this designer challenging Errolson Hugh and UFC heavyweight champion Max Holloway challenging singer John Mayer over the weekend. So they did this thing where it's about kicking and unscrewing a capped bottle when you smash your foot up against the bottle. And watching people do this is the craziest thing. Watching John Mayer trying to do it, and, Jason Statham tried to do it, and he did it pretty good, slow motion. He had like a crazy amount of people that looked at his bottle cap thing on Instagram. And so now everybody is trying this thing where you kick it and it, you know, it comes off. And it's this the latest viral trend is on the heels of the Shell On Challenge, which you had teenagers eating banana peels, candy wrappers, and that kind of stuff in April. So, yeah, I mean, go figure. If you're good at lifting your leg and kicking, maybe you take the challenge and then you post it. You get a bunch of people following you on Instagram. I might try it. I don't think I'd be good at it. I don't think so. Stay with us, everyone.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif told a group of envoys at the United Nations that the U.S. sanctions on Iran amount to economic terrorism. Zarif also denied that Tehran is trying to provoke military action.
We've never started a war. We will never start a war. But we will defend ourselves, and anybody who starts a war with Iran will not be the one who ends it.
The House has blocked a vote to move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Trump. Texas Democrat Al Green forced the vote by introducing an impeachment resolution. It says the president's racist comment this week, suggesting to those who look to the president like immigrants should go back to their own countries, qualify as high misdemeanors. The president mocked the resolution at a rally in North Carolina.
The resolution, how stupid is that, on impeachment?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rock to the mailbag. Thanks so much for all of your emails. Let's go to this first one from Howard. He says, hi, Kate Delaney. I listened to your show. I found it here in Tampa. I just noticed that it started, and you said you had family in Tampa. I was wondering where your family is and how often you come to Tampa. Just interesting that you mentioned so many different things about Tampa. Yes, I love Tampa. I'm going to speak in Tampa in September. My family lives on Davis Island. They live in other areas around Tampa. What I like about Tampa is there is so much to do, right? So there's good museums, there's good restaurants, there's a great aquarium, there's a great downtown, there's great places, beaches to go that I like where you can just walk and hang out on the beach. And, of course, I like water. So, yeah. And then one of my favorite places to eat or get food from is a place called Hugo's. And they have fabulous chicken and yellow rice. And they also have great Cubans. Probably for 20 years I've gone there. So there you go. Let's thank you for asking that, by the way. Let's go to this one that is from Richard, who says, wow, what a fall from grace with Kevin Spacey. What in the world was this guy thinking? And what in the world were half of these men thinking that did some of these heinous, ridiculous, harassing things they did, that they were invincible, eh? Well, you nailed it. I think they thought they were invincible. You had money, you had power, nobody was doing anything. And now we're going back in time to things that have happened, alleged crimes, and then things that have been proven. And Kevin Spacey was one of the first Hollywood people to be accused of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct beginning back in, you know, in 2017. So when Harvey Weinstein went down, then the floodgates opened Hollywood-wise. And, of course, in so many other areas this has happened, too. But the sex assault charge was dropped against him, and the prosecution dropped the groping case against Kevin Spacey, if you want to put it that way, in Nantucket. So this has changed. Prosecutors dropped the case after the accuser refused to testify about a missing cell phone that the defense says contained information supporting the actor's claims of innocence. So there you have it. I mean, you know, if there wasn't the cell phone, and that's what they said had this evidence, well, he gets his due process. But remember, that story just absolutely exploded in a ton of horrific directions, right? Let's move on to another one. How about this? This is interesting. And I did a story on this where I talked about now what's happened with China, right, and the tariffs and what the blowback has been. And because we are having some challenging conditions in the U.S. housing market, along with the tighter currency controls by the Chinese government, there's been a wild drop in foreign demand for American homes, especially in Los Angeles. That was very, very high. I had a friend that was caught up in that. Everywhere she went to try to get a house, she was being outbid by someone from China, an investor from China. But that has changed a little bit. And I got an email from Howard who says, boy, my neighborhood used to be lots of foreign investors, and I live on the West Coast, and things have certainly changed. So I jumped to the chase, Howard. Thanks for that. But, yeah, I saw a story about it. And they say the dollar volume of houses that were bought by foreign buyers from just last April through March of this year dropped 36%. And that's numbers from the National Association of Realtors. So that's huge. I mean, if you look at foreigners buying 183,000 properties with a value of about $77.9 billion, that's down a big chunk of money. And the average price, the median price, it sometimes was way higher than that, was $280,000 plus. So slower economy, economic growth abroad, and I mentioned the capital controls in China, and of course what's happening, it doesn't help it. The decline is pretty striking, though, that they've soured so much in China over those investments that they were so eager to have. Those houses. How about that? And this one is from Frank, who emails us a lot. And Frank says, wow, I'm so sick of this whole Twitter thing. I mean, listen, I support the president. I do not support his tweeting. Why is he doing it, Kate? Why is he throwing himself down the hole? I don't understand. He can't help himself. I get it. But leave it alone, Prez. Leave it alone. He is causing more harm than he knows, and he's heaping it on himself. So I just don't understand. It's like a runaway train, and wow, unbelievable to me. And again, I'm a supporter. Well, we've already said that. The people around the Prez, a lot of them friends, advisors, have said, you know, talk to him about the tweeting. He's not going to stop tweeting. I mean, that's how he communicates. He's got Twitter followers galore. He has the attention of everyone because of, you know, the shocking tweets or just the frank tweets or whatever. And that's not stopping. Hey, let's move to another one. This one is from Thomas, who says, hi, Kate, it's been a long time. Trust me, I've been listening to the show. What's going on with the Democratic presidential candidates and their debates? Well, they're coming up. So the candidates who qualified for the second Democratic debates, which are on the 30th and the 31st in Detroit, were announced. And it's the usual lineup of what we just saw the last time, for the most part. You know, they have a drawing. They're going to have a drawing to determine who appears on what night, because they're going to break them up like last time. So they decided that this time they would just do a live drawing. And wouldn't it be interesting? It's like, who's at the kids' table? Because it seemed like one of the second debate was just stacked versus the first debate. And then there's the ones who didn't make it in. It's the Hollywood Squares of Democrats. It's crazy. And there's debates scheduled for September and October. And those, they'll have to hit 2% in 4 qualifying polls. They have to tally at least 130,000 individual donors. That's what the DNC is saying. I mean, it's kind of wild to watch the whittling down, if you will, because that's what it is. Whittling down to get to who the candidate is. Somebody asked me tonight who I thought that was going to be, and I don't know. Is it, if you look at the polls, is it Kamala Harris? Is it Elizabeth Warren? Is it Joe Biden? I think that is going to change. I think that changes. But it depends on the polling. It depends on who's raising the money. And I can't answer those questions. I'm watching like the rest of you. And I see who's doing well in the polls now. But that can often change. And so we're not even halfway down the pike, so to speak. And, you know, it's what a difference when you've got, on the Republican side, you have the president who wants to run for the second term. So you're gauging the reaction to polls and all of that kind of stuff versus the Democrats who are looking for that pound for pound, I guess, candidate who can knock off an incumbent. We have not had that happen because we've had 3 presidents in a row where they've had back-to-back terms. So it's not easy to do no matter what. The way that the polls spill over and things stay the same more than they get, you know, different, more than they've changed, I guess, is the way that I'll put that. All right, then I got this one from Eric, and Eric says that how about the idea that you had the president with the resolution where he goes down with the Twitter and the racist statements, the House votes for that, but then the whole impeachment thing came up because of the tweets and going after the congresswoman, but then that didn't pass. Are you shocked that that didn't pass? No, I'm not shocked that that didn't pass. The resolution was one thing. Impeachment is a walk down a way different path over tweets that were about the congresswoman. Yeah, were they illegal? That's what's being thrown out there. A lot of Democrats are talking about that. And lawyers have stepped forward and said no. In any other position, if he were in any other spot in a federal government job, yes, but not in the job of president. So different story. All right, and then this one here is from Maxine, who says, "Wow, El Chapo sentenced to life in prison. I know he's the notorious drug lord with his dramatic prison escapes. Where can they lock him up that he will not go into that good night?" Well, it was a packed courtroom. The 62-year-old Guzman turned around to look at his family in the packed courtroom. He saluted them, tapped his heart, then denounced his treatment while in U.S. custody, basically. And listen, he had the most incredibly organized crime group, the bloodthirsty Sinaloa cartel. And this is a major victory for the Justice Department, major victory. But now what happens? Extradition, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. In sentencing him to spend the rest of his life in prison, U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan said the law gave him no discretion to impose a lighter sentence and that the drug lord did not deserve leniency. I said this before in the other hour, but the overwhelming evil is so severe, is what he said. And definitely, I mean, are you kidding? The stories about him send chills down your back when you hear what happened and the people that he killed and people he kidnapped and the other things that they did. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney here at the tail end of the show. Let's give you some odds and ends, things that are being talked about that were pretty huge coming out of Washington. The House voted on Wednesday, of course, to table a resolution from Representative Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, to impeach President Trump over racist comments he made about four Democratic congresswomen. The vote, 332-95, with one lawmaker voting present, marked the first time the Democratic-controlled chamber had weighed in on impeachment. There's been talk about that. Progressive newcomers and several 2020 candidates have pushed for impeachment proceedings, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others have been resistant to it. So you have, as Green said, you have six committees working on following the facts in terms of any abuse of power, obstruction of justice, and the rest that the president may have engaged in. And he said that is the serious path we're on, but we'll deal with that on the floor. Wow, how about that? I think it's surprising in a sense, because the back off was no, we're backing off of this, that we're not going to do that, because there's no, that will cripple us in 2020 and will confuse the issue. But you know, it's out there and it's lopsided, but the House killed the effort to do it, so we'll see. It was really, really pushed by this Texas Congressman Al Green. He says the president is unfit, in his words, for the office. So how about that? And then the House voted to hold the Attorney General Barr and Commerce Chief in criminal contempt. We knew this was coming, of course. They voted on Wednesday for obstructing a investigation into the administration's failed bid to add a citizenship question to the 2020 sentence Let's tell you what that was. The criminal contempt resolution passed by a vote of 230 to 198. Of course, it passed along party lines. No Republicans voted in favor. Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, an independent after leaving the Republican Party earlier this month, voted in favor of the move. Four Democrats voted against it. Later in the day, the president thanked the four Democrats. So, boy, it's interesting. We got a lot of resolutions going on, and a lot of them pretty nasty and pointed at this point. Barr and Ross announced last week they were dropping their bid to add the citizenship question in the wake of a Supreme Court decision last month that their justification for the question was contrived. So we got lots of documents flying around, and we got lots of resolutions going on. How do you feel about what's happening in D.C.? If it ever was a paper city, it is now. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's how you can hit me up. It's a heat wave, folks, and I know you know that, but just in case, I'm just going to tell you anyway. When I look at a map, it's frightening, right? Because you see Cleveland looks like it's on fire. Cincinnati is even more on fire. Chicago on fire. Syracuse, Boston, D.C. temperatures 105 to 110. Yikes. That's what I got to say to that, right? So the combination, of course, is humidity levels, sunshine, temperature. All of that pushes it in the direction that is extreme heat is dangerous, of course. And, you know, you got to be careful, especially when you just feel like, oh, it's fine. You go out early in the day and then you're melting. You're like a popsicle in 2 seconds. And the thing is, you don't want to get to that heat stroke deal. So they've got national emergencies or city emergencies, I guess is more accurate. They're setting up cooling centers in New York and Philadelphia and those places, Baltimore, because it's just not where you want to be. You don't want to be on the street at, 106, 105, 10 whatever, and get heat exhaustion or heat stroke or, you know, any of that. And here's the answer. You have to hydrate, peeps. You have to hydrate. I mean, I'm not your mother to lecture you. I'm just telling you this is the facts, that we've got a heat wave going on. It's summer. It happens. Be careful out there, all right? Let's talk about this, because some of you asked me about this. There is a story floating around about the Prez. There's like no breaks for the White House right now. But, of course, there's a story that was dug out about Jeffrey Epstein, and there was one with Bill Clinton, too. So the president was coming off of a couple of years where things were teetering, like his casino, his real estate business, his marriage to, you know, Ivana Trump was over. His relationship with Marla Maples had fallen apart. It was like 1992. I was just reading this story. Someone sent it to me. And he threw a party with NFL cheerleaders at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. He invited NBC to tape the event. So, yeah, he invited NBC. So there was footage of a party that was, of course, unearthed. And it was shown on NBC News. And it showed him grabbing dancing cheerleaders, socializing with Jeffrey Epstein, who was arrested last week and charged with sex trafficking. Trump has repeatedly said he is not a fan of Epstein's and that they had a falling out about 15 years ago. Epstein owns a home in Palm Beach near Mar-a-Lago. And, of course, he pled guilty in 2008 to soliciting a minor for prostitution. So we're going back to the 90s when this happened, and he invited NBC in, I ask you. Right? So he invited them to tape it. The party was part of about 36 hours of footage taken of Trump for a half-hour piece about him that aired on A Closer Look in November of 92. You know, so that's what was shown. And of course, Epstein definitely was there, and he definitely was partying in the crowd. But it goes, you can't say much about that. It goes along with what he said about, you know, that was 92 with the stuff that they're showing, you know, at this point. And of all the things that are out there and all the things that could this take the president down, I would say no, because it's, yes, you had Bill Clinton in the same situation. You know what? same thing, right? I'd imagine an insurance claim, although the optics are not good. They aren't, of course. Imagine an insurance claim being denied after a giant gator broke into your home and destroyed several things. Luckily, did not bite you. But that's what happened in Clearwater, Florida. I know we have people listening there. A woman became kind of a little bit of a celebrity when the giant alligator broke into her house in May. Now she's not getting that A-list treatment, right? Mary Wissen, and I hope I'm saying that right, Wishen, woke up in the middle of the night to find a pretty aggressive 11-foot-long gator had come into her Eagles Landing house. Smashed the windows, wine bottles, glass furniture, left holes in her wall. For goodness sake, it's a big gator. And she filed a claim in her homeowner's insurance for the window and wall damage, only to have that claim rejected a month later. And they looked into it. A local news channel 8 looked into it and found out that some homeowners' insurance policies will cover damages by wild animals, but hers explicitly stated damage from rodents, reptiles, and other animals not covered. Who's thinking that's going to happen, right? Who's thinking that's going to happen? No, right? The damage was quoted at thousands of dollars. She's currently on the hook for it, so the gator break-in could break the bank, so to speak. Bump. That's scary. So what do you do? Get gator coverage? Well, animal coverage. I need animal coverage in case they break into my house. And, you know, I laugh at that, but I've had birds fly into my house. I've opened the door and there's been a snake right in the back. There's been a turtle there. There's been pretty much everything. I feel like I am in the middle of a jungle sometimes. And, I mean, we've got coyotes in our neighborhood. I know many of you have coyotes. Bobcats in the neighborhood. So who's to say? I don't know how they would have to break a window. In my case, they would have to break a window too. But the gator thing is so strange. I mean, in Tennessee, you have the gators on meth. Then you have the gator in Florida breaking in Clearwater. It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. All right, moving on to some more odds and ends. Odds and ends. Do you think this is fair? A food delivery droid using bike lanes? I saw the delivery service. It's pretty cool. They're testing it in Arizona. So it's like on a bike, right? It sits side by side. It's side by side. It looks like it's just a bike and with a cool looking sort of cover on it, of course, for what is being delivered. It is a bot. And it's like a robo taxi, I guess I'll describe it, sort of looking. I can't give you a good description of it. It's cool. It's like stealth. But anyway, they're talking about, is it fair to let them go down those lanes? And deliveries would be free for customers to help them get over the fact that they'll have to walk to the curb and punch a code into the screen to get their grub. Hey, they're outside. You got to run outside, punch it in. And the delivery is as long as between 35 and 40. I don't know. You decide. Anyway, we're at the tail end of the show. Thanks so much for listening. We end on odds and ends. I'll see you again soon. This is Kate Delaney saying, make it count.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.